KMFM 99.5 Max. Shannon Porchup, Cole Swindell. Let me see you, girl. 7:38. So, American Idol final season, and a Tucson girl, Brooke Sample, sings in a group around town here, and she made it through, got on TV last week.
It's so exciting. I can't believe it, because I feel like we're this close, finally, to American Idol.
This close. One degree of separation.
Yes. Our girl, Brooke Sample.
All right. So we had a chance to catch up with her yesterday, and we asked her a bunch of stuff. Mm-hmm. A lot of it she couldn't answer. Mm-hmm. But we did ask her, for example, we started by this audition process takes a long time.
Yeah.
All right. So what we wanted to know was, how many times did she actually have to sing?
Yeah, because she started here in Tucson, but she ended up in Hollywood.
Ended up in Hollywood in front of the judges. Mm-hmm. So, you know, how many times did you have to sing?
That I'm not sure I'm able to release the information, so I'm just going to keep my mouth shut.
Okay. But in Hollywood Week has already been taped. That we know, because we know you guys have been there, because we haven't gone to the live shows yet, but we know that. So was Hollywood Week as stressful and crazy as you thought it would be?
That I'm not going to say either. You guys are pushing it, aren't you?
Well, how are those?
We want to know.
How is she going to get in trouble with those things?
Right. It seems legit.
So we followed up and said, well, all right, so what can you tell us? You can't give us any of the questions. Well, so what can you tell us?
I can tell you how I was feeling during the audition, and I'll tell you right now, that was the most nerve-wracking moment of my entire life.
Just crazy.
I was so scared. I was terrified to walk into the room. I have the worst anxiety anybody could ever imagine. I really contemplated leaving, not even auditioning anymore. I was just way too nervous. Wow. I was like, no, I can't do it. And then all of a sudden, anxiety went to my head, and I just floated into the room, and I was like, I don't even know where I am anymore. Let's do this. Like, I don't know my name. I don't know anything. I was just so nervous. And seeing them in person is just so much more scary, I guess. I don't know. I was just seeing them in person. They just look like a bunch of robots or wax figures.
So yeah.
They're that much more intense, I guess.
I guess so. Well, Brooke is a local girl. She works up at Thunder Canyon Brewery.
Mm-hmm. She sings in the grind around town.
So you may get a chance to see her, but we have some more of that. She talked about how nervous she was. So we'll talk. We're going to ask her about which one of the judges made her feel comfortable, because they're all pretty nice people.
Yeah.
I mean, Keith's great. We love Keith.
And Jennifer Lopez, sweetheart.
And Harry Connick seems like generally he's kind of a laid-back dude. So so we're going to talk to her about that coming up here in about 10 minutes. We'll continue the conversation.
I'm just a
KMFM 99.5 Kenny Chesney. That's why I'm here. 7:49. Brooke Sample, the local girl, local contestant, singer, been singing around town for years. With not that she's old. That's not what I'm saying. But she's got a lot of experience performing with her group, and she made it through to the Hollywood round on American Idol.
She's going to Hollywood.
She was on last week.
Way to go, Brooke.
So,
well, she got her ticket last week to go to Hollywood.
So your experience, I mean, this is your show. You watched this show for years. So what's the process for her? She goes from what we saw last week was the final audition before the Hollywood trip?
Yes. So she got her golden ticket. So now we watch all the rest of the people come in from all the other cities, all the other audition places, and we find out who else goes to Hollywood. Then they're all going to Hollywood Week.
Okay.
And that's where they have to perform together and separately, and they weed out the people who aren't going to make it to the actual live shows.
Okay.
And so, that's what we're waiting for.
So this is the final season. Is there any chance they're going to extend this process or make it shorter or change it up in some way?
I feel like they're going to change it up, and they might make it actually shorter or different, because they want to just keep boom, 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 do this and keep everyone's attention.
Okay. So we talked to Brooke yesterday, and she couldn't really tell us very much.
Mm-hmm.
She could tell us she couldn't tell us anything that we didn't see on TV.
Right. And we actually have to send this to her so she can send it to the American Idol people.
Make sure she's clear?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Isn't that funny?
All right. Hey, she didn't tell us anything. All right.
Girl kept her lips.
Holy cow.
Zipped.
Trust her with state secrets. Mm-hmm. She did say she could tell us how she felt, so she was very, very nervous.
Yes.
So we asked her which one of the judges made her the most nervous.
Harry Connick. He's pretty just straightforward and just gets down to the, you know, business, I guess. I don't know what else to say about him. He's just ready to jump in and get you.
So on the other side, then, who made you feel the most comfortable or the most welcome?
I would say Jennifer and Keith. They were both really good about that.
There you go. Well, we know Keith's such a great guy.
Yes, totally chill.
Now, Brooke is apparently it's not going to be on the show tonight.
We have to wait till they start the Hollywood rounds to see her again and see how she does and where she goes.
And we don't really know when that's going to be, but she did agree to talk to us again. So
yes.
once I guess she's on TV again,
we'll keep checking in.
Then she can talk about it. And if you want to say hi, you can go grab lunch at Thunder Canyon today.
Uh huh.
Shout out to Brooke. She smells like ranch dressing, by the way. Let's find out.
And what smells better than ranch dressing?
Yeah,
nothing.
That's what I'm saying. Ranch dressing behind one ear, Brooke. Bacon behind the other ear. Guys will be all over you, girl. Let's find out what's happening in Nashville this morning. Nash News Now.